Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy. And also, Tom Turbrock has stopped back in the studio.
I'm back. How are you guys doing?
Yes, thank you, Tommy.
And you guys are rolling through some tips here again to help people. This is a great self-help show.
Yep. Part two of the 15 money-saving strategies for couples.
Yep.
And we did one through eight. Now number nine, Tammy.
Taking cheaper vacations.
Well, this goes a long way.
This does. So I remember my parents taking me on vacation, and Mom would pack lunches. And we'd be going up into the mountains of, Yosemite or Rocky Mountains or whatever it would be, and we'd have our lunch.
Aww.
So
yep, absolutely. So I think there's so many ways you could save it. You can go in the off season.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If you get any kind of room when you're on a vacation, like Tammy, we were in Vegas last year. Okay, we had a kitchen in the room.
I know.
What do? We walked to a grocery store. And stocked it up with groceries for the days we were going to be there and saved us a bunch of money. You were cooking steaks in our hotel room.
I did, Tom.
Sure.
A little milk in a skillet. That was awful, by the way. The skillet was bad.
Yeah, the skillet was pretty bad, but you still cooked a mean steak.
Oh, man. Brilliant, I did.
Yeah, it was good.
It was awesome.
And you don't have to take a vacation every year.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
Spread them out.
You know, and they have invented Groupon and Deal Chicken and all those things. I mean, those deals can really save you a lot of money.
Yeah, you have to be ready to jump on it when the time is right.
Yep.
But you can get those cruises. You can get and all kinds of things at really, really good prices.
And my favorite is camping. And we didn't get to do that last year. So this year, I'm hoping we can.
It is going to happen. Camping is a cheap vacation.
Yes, it is.
I like that.
And it's fun.
And the kids love it.
Fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Okay.
Number 11. Or 10.
Number 10.
Yeah, skipped ahead there. Combine your finances.
All right. So this is one I have to talk on this one because I preach this a lot. I mean, I'm like a marriage counselor when I meet with couples that are getting mortgages because I have to look at all their finances. And this is a mistake I see a lot of people make is when you become a couple – I think you have to really become a couple and you have to be all in. A mistake I see a lot of people make is they keep certain finances separate.
Yes.
Because they've always had certain bills, so then they just continue on with that where each person pays certain bills with their money. I think it's a mistake. Okay, I think that all the money goes into the pot and you pay all the bills out of that, but there's just so many advantages with combining finances. You're consolidating your bank accounts at the same bank. And it takes quite a bit of buckling for somebody to give up where they used to bank and having everything in their name and things like that. But really, really big deal. You can save a lot of money by combining your finances.
And one thing I will plug is to come visit Doug at his office because he does a great session with you about how to set up your bank accounts.
Right, the perfect bank account setup.
Yeah, I mean it works really well.
It does work very well.
Doug, and how do they get a hold of you again?
All right, best way to get a hold of me is text me or call me at 314-472-DOUG. Real simple, 472-DOUG, or you can visit our website, DougHaldeman.com, and you can shoot me a message on there.
All right, we got to fly here.
Yep.
Number 11, have frequent discussions about your goals.
And we're finally doing that because for years we wouldn't speak. It was just like we're almost
Isn't that
like
weird?
It didn't happen or it wasn't there.
Assumed Absolutely. Or something.
Right, or it was okay. But now it's
800 pound grill in the room.
On the same page.
That's awesome.
So you and Jill are talking about that a lot now, Tom.
Sundays. Every Sunday, like when I get home from here today, that's what we'll do.
Awesome.
I love it.
That is great news.
And Tammy, that's something you and I frequently do too, is just talking about our goals, and it's something that's a big deal.
It does help.
Well, and it's that goal of what you want to do in the future that drives you to change your spending habits.
Sure. And you're on the same page. You're a team.
Right.
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 You know?
It keeps you together as a couple.
Right. Exactly.
Very, very big deal.
So number 12, adjust your insurance policy.
All right. So adjusting your insurance policy, this applies to your cars. It applies to homeowners or renters policy, and it also applies to medical insurance.
Right.
Is shopping them, like Tammy, you and I are going to do that. This year we will probably combine. We're not on the same medical policy.
Right.
And we will probably go on to one medical policy this year.
It's possible.
Because we've shopped them.
Right.
But you have to shop to see how much does your employer pay versus what's out of your pocket and look at the different coverages.
Right.
And same thing with your car, same thing with your house.
Mm-hmm.
So adjusting those insurance policies as a couple can save you a lot of money.
Yeah.
All right. Number 13.
If you have a credit card, don't use it.
Say that again.
If you have a credit card, don't use it.
Amen. Amen. You don't have to use it.
Right.
And a
you
lot
don't.
Think they do. Oh, I have this. I got to use it.
Yeah.
I think that's where some of the rewards from cards I don't think are a good deal in most cases because people don't have the discipline to pay it all off.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Right. It's just a sucker's bet to get you to start using it.
Know that, exactly.
If you don't have the cash to buy, then you shouldn't be buying.
Right. Sure.
It's plain and simple.
As a couple, you just need to communicate that, philosophy behind it all. All right, so number 14, make a debt strategy. Now, Doug, you're a debt strategist.
Right. I say that I'm not a loan originator or a loan officer as much as I'm a debt strategist.
Gotcha.
Because I believe that if I'm going to help a couple create the largest debt of their life, then I have to be there to help them professionally manage that debt. So I want to make sure that they get the lowest blended interest rate on all their debt, maximize their tax deductions, and pay the least amount of interest over time possible.
Right.
And the mortgage just becomes a tool that should integrate into their long and short-term financial and investment plan. Mm-hmm. So that's where you have to have a debt strategy to know how quickly can you get out of that credit card debt, student loan debt, any of those debts that you have to minimize it and maximize your tax strategies at the same time.
Right, which leads us to number 15, and that's refinancing your debt.
Yes.
And that's where you come in, Doug, big time. big time.
Well, okay, so refinance your debt. This, of course, I say that applies to mortgages, but it can apply to cars, too. Remember, the first car I ever got a loan on, I had 17.7% interest.
Oh,
and I was able,
my gosh.
Because I didn't have great credit the first time I bought a car. And I was able to get it down at the time down to like 7%, which was a big drop. Now you can get a lot lower than that on cars. So cars, student loans, you can lower your interest rate. Mm-hmm. And right now we're seeing thousands of people, even in our area, looking to refinance their house because they're talking big time money there.
Right.
Even if somebody has a good rate, let's say they're at 4.5%.
Right.
If they can refinance down into the threes, okay, that's a big deal.
Sure. Right.
That's a really big deal. So refinance that debt when you have an opportunity to do it, and continually ratchet down the amount of interest that you're paying.
Yeah, and saving money can seem impossible, but if you're a team and you work together, it can happen.
Well said. Mm-hmm. Well said there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
This is awesome, you guys.
If you need advice on this, and you can download this list at DougHaldeman.com. It's going to be there. You can also see it on our Facebook page. Look for Doug Haldeman Show on Facebook. And if you have specific questions or you want to set up a consultation to make sure that you have the right strategy as a couple, then reach out to me at 314-472-DOUG. You can text me or you can call me and we'll set up a time to talk during the week. So don't forget, just a reminder for you, next Sunday at 4 p.m., you won't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show here on FM News Talk 97.1. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling the advice of the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week. Let's go out and I can't be seen.